Hey guys, this is Adora, and this is like my 1,000,000th re-recording of this audio, because one, I'm nervous as fuck. Two, I live in a city that just won't shut the fuck up, so there's a lot of background noises. And three, I get really emotional and start crying, and I can't form sentences correctly. Just a lot. But now at this point, I'm just saying, fuck it. I just want to talk to you guys. Unscripted, real, honest, open. Just get to know who I really am. Because I've never, never let anyone know who I really am. Because I'm scared. I'm scared I'll be judged. I won't be accepted. I've been alone my whole life. So this quarantine hell that we're all going through, I'm like so used to it. But I know you guys are not. And that's why I want to be there for you. Like, you don't have to feel alone, because I know how you feel. And I know it sucks. I know that feeling of loneliness. Growing up, I've never had friends or family. My parents were always busy working, so they often neglected me. They were very abusive and violent. I didn't really know how to process those feelings, and I just shut down. I always try to be the good daughter, because I just wanted to keep the family together. I wanted to keep control. I wanted to make everyone happy. But then I had my first panic attack in high school, and I knew right then and there I lost control. And it scared the shit out of me. Like, it frustrated me to know that I couldn't control this panic attack. It got so bad that I missed so many classes. And my counselor sent me to the emergency room. And at the hospital, I talked to a counselor about what was going on in my life. It's so strange to me that that counselor was the first person I ever talked to about my life. Who actually really wanted to hear what I had to say, my story, what's been going on in my life. But at the same time, it was really scary. Like, I was so scared that they were going to arrest my parents or something. I didn't want to lose them. They were all I had. But at the end, I found out that about anxiety and panic attacks, and they sent me to a counseling center. That's when I learned more about depression and anxiety, and I was able to relate with a lot of people. When I started college, that shit hit the fan. I was still trying to control everything. I just wanted my parents to be happy. I just didn't know why they were just so unhappy. But anytime I made even a little mistake, I panic. I'm such a horrible perfectionist. I panic a lot. And those little tiny mistakes that I make, that's when I feel like I lost control. And I feel like my parents won't love me because I'm not perfect. Because I can't keep them together. No matter how hard I try. It got really bad one day. I don't want to get into it. But no one knows about it. Like I said, I always grew up alone. I had no friends. I didn't talk to anybody. I self-isolated myself. For years, You could basically call me a hermit. I was just so confused about my life. I didn't know where I was heading. I felt so lost. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know how to deal with this depression and anxiety. And every time I really, really wanted to make a friend, I disappear. Because I'm scared that they don't actually care. That they'll just forget about me and abandon me like everyone else, like my parents. I grew up with babysitters a lot, and there was this one babysitter that I had. She raised me, and I really loved her. She taught me a lot of things in life. But my mom fired her one day, and I didn't know why. And I was like begging her not to leave. I was like holding onto the doorknob and closing her door and saying and crying to not leave, getting angry at her for leaving. And because it just felt like I lost my first friend. And I never knew at the time why she left. And so I grew up so angry. Even when I went to visit her, she didn't want to see me. And I felt alone. I can't open up to people. It's so hard. But I want to. Because I want to know what it feels like to have a friend. I wonder what it's like to feel close to somebody. To share hobbies. To share thoughts. It's kind of embarrassing for me to say how lonely I was growing up. Or how lonely I am. I still am. You know, finding this community, I've made a lot of friends. Or at least I met people who are kind enough to want to know who I am. And what makes me me. But if I push away, just know it's never you guys. It's me trying to understand why you guys haven't abandoned me yet. Why you guys haven't forgotten about me. Why do you guys still care about me? I don't think I'm really special or anything. And, I don't think I'm worth someone to get to know. I'm so sorry. It sounds so depressing. But I just, I wanted to share how great it is that I found you guys. I want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Because it's not me you should be thanking. I should be thanking you guys. Because you guys helped me feel more love than I've ever really felt. It's a new feeling. Knowing people want to listen to me and care about me. And it's like, oh wow, this is Is this what it's like to have a friend? I'm sorry, I'm getting so emotional. I love this community. It's brought me to a place where I feel accepted and I could be who I want to be. You know, my loneliness, it gets really bad. I remember I had no friends, no family, but I always had relationships, romantic relationships. My boyfriends were always a way for me to not feel alone. And that is the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life. A couple of years ago, I met a guy. And I didn't want to lose him because I knew I'd be alone again. I knew I'd have no one to talk to. I knew I'd just be in that quiet room talking to no one. No one to share anything with. So I let him abuse me. I let him just do whatever, as long as he didn't leave me. But obviously he did. And that was the best thing he could have ever done for me, because now I'm so much better and I've realized and feel so much stronger that I survived it, that I survived being alone. But if you're ever like me, don't ever get into a situation like that, because I'll be here. I want people to know that I'm here for you. I want to know you, and I want to be your friend. Oh, this is a little embarrassing now. But I love you guys. I really do. You guys give me hope that there are actually good people out there that actually care about me, that actually want to know how I'm doing. You guys are really beautiful. Don't ever change. Because I need you. You're more important than you ever think. Because your kindness. Goddamn background noises. Your kindness has saved me. I'm sorry this is like getting way too long. But I hope this is like a first step in telling you guys it's okay to talk to me, message me, be my friend. I would love if you guys would be my friend. Okay? Thanks, guys, for listening. I love you. I really do.